back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive, but it's really kind of Ocean City Positive if you're watching that on our YouTube. If you're following along, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour began on Sunday in Hurlock, Maryland, a place called Suicide Bridge. No, I didn't jump. I almost ordered two crab cakes. It was so good. People are telling me that I'm going to get sick of crab cakes, but I'm not sure. We are in Ocean City all week. We're in Chestertown later on and in Southern Maryland. And I am rolling around the great state of Maryland, and not just on 50. I'm talking about little back roads across roads and tributaries, watching people fish off of piers just east of, let's say, Secretary, Maryland and Hurlock, Maryland. Dennis Colazzo tricked me out over the weekend. Dennis, I'd love to tell everybody that I called you back in February when I plotted the tour and the Coons Forest Security Boulevard was going to be the great sponsor and come through and give me this awesome vehicle and all that stuff. But that's not really the truth. The truth is I called you Saturday morning and said, hey, Dan, you think I could borrow a vehicle for a couple days? And you're like, Ness, I got to work on this. And then the next thing you know, this thing you've given me, this Bronco, I want you to tell people about it because it's created a stir. And I'm not even kidding. Like, I've had people stop me from Baltimore to Ocean City. Where I'm parked right now, I'm parked right out the window. The girls that live next door, when I went out to go get a beer last night on the boardwalk, they said, hey, sweet rye, we were already down there looking in the windows, checking it out. I don't think we can buy one of those, can we? So apparently I have a unicorn vehicle. Do I not, Dennis?
Yes, you do. You have a one of a kind, and you and Jen are one of a kind people, so why not? And it's nice when you go out and people are pointing and taking pictures and you're getting stopped. And you know what? We have, there's a lot of good in this country, right? And we love our vehicles. We love our horses. And when you get a brand new pony like that, that's unusual, that it's really not, it's a rare vehicle. It's a unicorn, as you mentioned. It's a great thing, isn't it? And you're able to puff your chest out a little bit.
I pulled out of a red light at Lake Denton at the 404 split between there and Easton. And there was a guy in a car in front of me that on the left lane on 50, you know, it's two top. Mm-hmm. And he slowed down and then he waved me past him. And I'm like, dude, I'm not trying to go fast. I wasn't the guy trying to go fast. I am. The last thing I want to do is get pulled over in this thing, right? So, I mean, if it's 55, I'm doing 55. At 65, I'm doing 64. So he waves me by, and I'm like, it's a little strange. He had a kid in the passenger seat. And I know I sent this video to you, but this is the God's honest truth. This guy literally made me pull over in the white station wagon. That's to tell funny. Me how great the car was. Yeah. And I'm like, I pulled over and I had to text it to you because I didn't believe it. And now you told me this was going to happen on the way to Ocean City.
I did. You know what? It's a lot of fun. You know, that's the fun factor. And, you know, when you drive a vehicle.
My hair is such, fun.
Your hair is fun. You're a fun guy. The top comes off, Nestor. You can put all four seats in the
Pete
back.
Hey, Pete tried to show me how to do that, by the way.
Yeah,
and
it's a lot of fun.
First off, it was raining, okay? And I'm like, I'm already overwhelmed by all the buttons and all the tricky things that you have and just trying to keep the vehicle on the road. By the way, it rides very nice. I rode through a hellacious rainstorm in Annapolis and satellite radio.
How about the big screen? Isn't that nice how clear it is, how crisp it is? I'm sure you and Jen enjoyed your ride.
Jen's not with me. That's why I try to tell you.
I'm not listening.
She's coming in a couple of weeks. She's coming two weeks from now.
We come back.
She's coming.
I got you.
We have a cat. We've been away all
That's
week.
Right.
I tried
That's
to
right.
explain this to you.
Anyway,
right,
you enjoyed the big screen. You enjoyed the big screen. You know, you had to. It's to me, it's one of the standout features of many standout.
You know what I did with it was I had Pearl Jam radio and Bruce Springsteen radio and Tom Petty. I didn't know there was a U2 radio, and I wound up listening to it for an hour.
Yeah.
But I flipped through. I don't want to give anybody any ideas about the radio because I still own a radio station at AM 1570. So I don't want to tell people the satellite.
Gotcha.
You know, but it came stock, right? I mean, like
stock the Sasquatch package is also stock, and that's true. You can go four wheeling in this thing. It's built from the factory to climb over rocks and terrain. You're an outdoorsy guy. You know what? It's built. It's actually built perfect for you.
So I could take that vehicle out on the beach right now in Assateague, no problem.
You could.
I'm not going to do that to you. I'm not having to come back with mud. I got some Royal Farms chicken. I'm not kidding you. This is God's honest. This is the bag, okay? Because I made a mess because I'm at my friend Lachelle's place. And I had some of the chicken from Chicken Palooza, some of the little – you know how the breading of the chicken – and it fell off. I was out there like cleaning it up, like trying to get it out of there because I don't want to make a mess of your vehicle because I'm good like that. We got to talk sports, all right, because we haven't talked in 2 weeks. I'm doing crab cakes. We'll get the crab cakes. I'm going to do your show on Thursday. The Lamar Jackson thing, the Justin Houston thing, it does not take long for there to be news in an NFL camp. I mean, I blink and I look up and I'm getting texts that our quarterback has COVID again.
And that's just the Ravens, Nestor. That's what we love about the NFL. The content is always there. It's never lacking of a story. And when I get my WNST text sponsored by Coonsport Baltimore, whether it's Gus Edwards with COVID or Lamar with COVID or the Justin Houston signing, Nestor, that's one thing about the text service. It keeps everybody. By the time our friends call, I mean, they know because they're all subscribers to the WNST
text
service.
Joe got mad at me the other night because we didn't, and he got mad at me, but really at Luke because Luke runs the text service because we didn't text out the kid from Loyola getting drafted. So I feel bad about that. Mea culpa. So big shout out to Joe Enoch there. We got We got a kid from Baltimore that got promoted to AAA in Houston this week too, Cortez. So there's good stories above and beyond injuries and COVID and all that. But the Ravens had their practice on Saturday night. 30,000 people showed up.
Man,
we're starting
crazy
to get this. You have your football field behind you. I see. I have the beach behind me. So tell us where our heads are right now. Probably should have a crab cake around me at some point. But we're close. I mean, we have preseason games next week.
Yeah, it's crazy. We have football games from now until February, Nestor. So it's insane. I caught myself watching a replay of the Orange Bowl a couple of nights ago. I love football just like you do. Can't get enough of it. And the season can't start early enough for me. And the nice thing about there's always a blessing in disguise, a silver light, whatever you call that. So silver lining. There you go. When Lamar can't play, then we see Trace McSorley. We get to see Tyler Huntley and the new receivers and the rapport with them. And it seems like the emphasis on the passing game, they still haven't put on pads, but it's nice to see them try to get the passing game into the 21st century. We know the team can run the ball effectively, so I'm geeked up about this passing game.
Well, Bateman running past Humphrey in practice on Saturday night, that's a good sign.
Bateman, correct me if I'm wrong, he looks like Steve Smith to me. Just got the swag, got the surliness, got the demeanor. He looks like a seasoned pro already, just the look.
Well, I'm interested in seeing how the offense works. If we're going to sit here and talk football all day, we got to talk about balance, got to talk about how much they really want to pass, whether they're going to pass. I don't know the preseason answers any of that. We'll start to get those answers in Vegas a month from now. But that sounds good, right? A month from that's a little more than a month.
Let me ask you about Lamar, Nestor. My concern for him is twofold. You know, the maturity factor, him not being vaccinated, apparently, second time he gets COVID. And can he complete the pass outside of the hash marks, right? Is his arm strong enough where he doesn't condense the field? Because does this absence put in Eric DaCosta's head that, hey, maybe we should pump the brakes on the extension? It has to be on the table someplace, maybe a small corner of it, but they have to consider it.
I love the kid. I mean,
so
and they say they love the kid, right? I mean, I don't know what they love or don't love about him inside the building or whatever. You know, I don't know. He's never going to work the mic. He's never going to be, Matt Ryan on the mic or what, and he's never going to be Matt Ryan on the field. He's never going to be anybody else on the field, but what he is, he's one of one. We've talked about that. And this thing where he's not practicing these 2 weeks, I'll take the silver lining in that and say, well, that's 10 days. He's not going to blow an ACL in the middle of August. You know, I hate this time of year. It frightens me. Right. I mean, I remember when Ray Lewis got medevaced out. Right. I don't like injuries this time of year. I mean, we remember having Dennis Pitta, Tavon Moore. We're talking about him right now, trying to get back on the field. So as much as Harbaugh would like the two-a-days and like all of that stuff, and I know they're football players, you know, they break and it's what they do. They have to go out. They have to practice. They have to do all that stuff. But there is a point with Lamar where we've been in pretty good luck with his health for the most part. And the way he's taken hits or gotten out of bounds, I think he, much like Joe Flacco, remember Joe Flacco didn't get hurt for eight years, right?
I mean, 8 years.
Crazy.
My concern with Lamar, though, you know, we saw him a couple of years ago going 105 miles an hour in a vehicle. Now he's got COVID twice. Again, I'd like to see
more
maturity.
Who gets COVID twice? I've been trying hard to keep it from getting once.
My gosh, it's crazy, right? Why wouldn't you want to be vaccinated in a locker room full of people? I don't understand that. And you know, if I'm vaccinated, I don't want anyone unvaccinated within barking distance of me. I mean,
because you understand vaccines and science, and you haven't had your mind polluted. And I got really pissed off. I mean, I even, you know, used some untoward Dundalk language when I had Luke on the show, because Luke and I were talking about it. I don't understand this. You know what I mean? I'm vaccinated. My wife's vaccinated. My parents lived through polio. Your parents came from Greece and explained to you how all this works. I remember shots you had to take when you went to South America so that you didn't get various ailments and stuff that you pick up in Africa and mosquito. People that don't understand science should listen to freaking doctors. If you weren't smart enough to go to biology in 10th grade, don't come to me in 2021 and go telling me you understand more about vaccines than scientists and then the world at large. And I think we've really got lopsided here, where 40% of the population is bucking what 99.99999% of scientists going back to, you know, 2,000 years of studying plagues in our lifetime. I don't understand it. Like, if you're concerned that you're going to die because of the vaccine, that one point thing, I guess so. But if none of us had vaccines now, think about this, Dan. If we were in a world where we didn't have science to give us a vaccine like this, what would we be doing right now about this plague? You wouldn't have a car dealership. I wouldn't have a radio show. Business wouldn't be open in Ocean City, because we'd be dying. If everyone in the world went out last March without a mask, without the knowledge of the disease, of the plague, and we just kissed each other and shook hands and patted each other in the back and hung out in locker rooms and touched together and swam together and rode together and flew together and drank together, it's plague.
Check out
what happened. There's a million people in this country that are dead already. How many people would be dead if we just decided no mask, no vaccine, we're just going to shake hands? And I don't think people really have a grip on science in this country. I really don't.
Master, plagues have served the world in history in reducing the population, to refreshing the earth. And that's what would have happened. We would have lost, you know, I don't know, a third, half perhaps of the world population, maybe even more, had people not
been getting the vaccine. Though, like billions, not hundreds of millions. Like, I with all the education available and all the education that I've gotten, and I haven't gotten nearly as much as these people, to trust science, to trust valued. We've spent billions and hundreds of billions of dollars to create this thing that can save your life, and then you reject it because it's something you saw on television or read on the internet. It's amazing to me. And the Lamar thing plays into this, because Lamar is no better or worse than anybody else. And I was on vacation last week. My wife and I met someone who was a doctor who was unvaccinated.
That's insane.
He
wouldn't be my doctor, because
I don't know that I would let you work on my pet.
I would have to question his intelligence as a doctor if he's not vaccinated.
He's a her, by the way, but that's okay.
Him or her.
But they're from Illinois. Yeah. And that's what they watch Fox News, and it's where nobody in their town, it's their church, it's their community. And
that must have been the last doctor in the graduating class. But, you know, 100 doctors, that's number 100 with the lowest grade, still get to be called a doctor. And that's what
the Lamar thing plays into that, because Lamar clearly issued the vaccine. Now, I'm thinking, this is the craziest part. I think I may have been one of the people that asked him about this last year when he had coronavirus, we were calling it that then, right? How bad it was. And he went on about, you don't want it, it's terrible, I was very sick, all of that. Wouldn't you be the first guy in line to get the vaccine
Absolutely.
If you had COVID?
Absolutely.
And you were sick as a dog and you were afraid of giving it to your mother?
Common sense, right? Where's common sense in this conversation, Esther? Where does it go? And to me, you don't have to have a medical degree. You just skim and see what the data says, and you will run to the nearest clinic, right? And now the other part of it is it's available everywhere. It's not before, you know, remember you had to get an appointment. It was weeks and you couldn't wait to get it. Now you can walk into any place and get it done. No excuses.
I remember, and you know, I do the political thing here, and there's nothing that pisses me off more than people to play politics, because I call right through that. And back in the beginning, they were like, we're not getting enough vaccine to this community or that community, the right community, the left community, the black community, the white community. I'm like, It's coming. You know what I mean? Like, you may have to wait 3 weeks. I had to wait a month longer. I knew people that skipped the line that weren't really sick, and they're like, I have a pre-existing condition. It's called, I don't know. I stubbed my toe.
Flat feet. There you go.
Yeah, bone spurs, whatever it was. But now it's available. And I remembered thinking to myself, like, these drug companies are going to be making so much of this. Everybody's going to have access to this. And I thought by June, and I said this on the air, I said by June, everybody that wants to have the shot will have the shot. And now we're in August, and everybody that wants the shot has the shot. The problem is not enough of us want the shot. And it's played out onto the football field. And I think for those of us who are vaccinated, who understand the science, who have tried to preach the science to other family members, friends, valued people in our lives, it's spilling onto the football field. And I remember 2 weeks ago, I went out and had a little covert conversation out at the castle with some folks talking about the Eagles being 50%.
That's insane.
And I said to this person, I said, you can't play football. You can't run Coons Ford if 50% of your people are vaccinated and people are touching people and nobody's wearing a mask. You're going to have a lot of sick people. This is a play.
Yeah. Well, and the NFL's come out. They're not going to push games back. They're not going to give the same accommodations as it did to teams as it did a year ago now. So if you're not
well, then how pissed off are you going to be when your quarterback gets it in week eight and you lose two games and your running back is playing quarterback? I mean, I don't know. I still remember that game with the Broncos last year. It really sort of devalued. It gave me bad taste all the way around. Really did.
Well, the other piece of it, the game against the Steelers, the second one, they should have won with the backups. Lamar and 14 others missed that game. Had they won that game, maybe they get home field advantage. Maybe they play the Buffalo Bills at M&T Bank Stadium instead up in Buffalo, and maybe they make their way for the AFC Championship game. That's how critical every game is in the NFL. So for me, if you're really a competitor and you're trying to win and you're putting a team first and your teammates, if you really care about the man next to you, you got to be vaccinated. Because if you're not, you don't care about the man next to you. You can't. You don't even care about yourself.
Wow. Dennis with some strong words today. Dennis Colossus, Coons Ford, Security Boulevard. He'll be here on Thursday. And I'll be driving back on Thursday in your vehicle. Tell everybody about this souped up Bronco, because I put the pictures up. I'll continue to put the pictures up. If you haven't seen this blue beast, you know, the beast of the East, it really is a beautiful vehicle. And I'm not worthy. Like
yes, Wayne, you are. you're very worthy. It's called antimatter blue, by the way. That's the shade of blue. Antimatter blue.
Antimatter blue. Is that it right there?
Antimatter blue. And there's the Nest there rocking it. And you look great in that, by the way. And fantastic vehicle. Ford did it right. You know, I've got a bunch of these coming in. I ordered as many as I could possibly get. Every color, yellow, red, blue, you name it, we got it coming. And we just had the first ones hit the ground as a top.
This 100, is a 22.
It's a 22. Yeah.
22. Okay.
Top 100 dealer in the nation. We get the special allocations from Ford. So this is, you know, we got everybody I know has one coming in.
And so it's good to be king, and then I get to wear the crown and
the spoils. We enjoy the spoils of the kingdom, right? All the hard work, all the passion, all the dedication gets rewarded by Ford Motor Company in the form of extra vehicles, right? The first one's the most, and it's just an amazing vehicle. I had the doors off of that one the other day and took it around the lot, and man, oh man, it's a dune buggy. It's what it is. You know, it's the kind of vehicle you want when you're a kid. It's a Jeep, you know, it's a Jeep on steroids. It has it all over that company.
All right. So if the weather's good Thursday afternoon, I'm coming back from Denton, I may be texting you saying, how do I get the top off this thing? Give me the video tutorial.
You know, there's codes on there. There's a barcodes, whatever. If you scan with your phone on the panels, it'll show you exactly. It'll give you like a 2-minute video of how to take off the top, the doors. I mean, they have everything figured out. That's one thing about Ford engineers. You can just tell the passion that went into
designing Ford engineers.
Oh my God. I love the fact that you can put your phone down right in front of your shift handle and it'll charge it for you. Just lay your phone flat. I got a huge phone.
What? I was trying. My phone was running out of battery. I didn't
know. You just lay it down on the console right there. You'll see it. That's one of the best features of a number of best features on the vehicle.
By the time I figure out how to work it, I'm going to have to give it back to you.
Well, you know, you're always welcome to borrow it, you know, anytime you like. I told you I can take care of you. And I committed a Mustang to you and Jen and for a weekend, but, you know, nothing better than a Bronco.
I've never bothered you about this. So, you know, I'm not like a car guy in that way, right? But
I'm not a car guy either. I'm a people person. To me, I'm not a gearhead. I need my guys to show me how it works. You know, I love people. I don't necessarily love cars, but this one got me all geeked up, admittedly.
Well, I parked it. I took everything into the condo and I left the windows open and I went out and the two gals lived next door were drinking out on the balcony. They looked down and are like, "Yeah, sweet ride." And I'm, you know, like, "You can't get that car. How do you have that car?" And hey, so
you should have said, "Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I know a guy."
I said, I got a guy. So they said, we've been down looking in. I said, "You girls want to go for a ride?"
No.
So all of a sudden, like, it's like people want to take a ride in this thing. It's crazy.
Nestor down Ocean City with people hanging in out of the Bronco, right?
I got surfer hair too.
You fit the mold, man. That's like that's you. You look good in blue too, by the way. You look great in blue.
Crab cakes are coming, Dan. I'm at Harrison's this week. We're going to be at Blue. We're going to Salisbury to Fratelli's for a proper crab cake in Salisbury with the mayor of Salisbury. We're in Chestertown at 98 Cannons on Thursday with Heather Mazier and my friend Chris Golder, who runs 98 Cannons. And talk about Smaltimore. It's like Smalta, Maryland. I said we're going to do Chestertown on Thursday, and someone said, do 98 Cannons, and Chris Golder runs it. I said, I know Chris Golder. I didn't know he was in Chestertown, and I talked to him an hour ago. So Thursday, we're in Chestertown. And then over the weekend, we're doing National Harbor, and we're doing all of Southern Maryland. So Leonardtown, St. Mary, Solomons, Waldorf, all along down there. So it's a great tour. I look good in it, thanks to my friends at Coons Ford, Coons Baltimore Security Security Boulevard. Coons Ford Baltimore Security Boulevard. Does that sound right?
That's look, Coons Baltimore Ford. It's all the same. It's like eating a crab cake. It all goes down the same way.
The guy that brought me the crab cake at Suicide Bridge, great guy. I'm going to have him on a program later on in the week, Craig Cropper. So he brings crab cake, and he saw that I left the tartar and I left the cocktail sauce. And he said, that makes me a legitimate Marylander. When you
Absolutely.
Leave that,
yeah.
you don't need any of that on that kind of crab cake.
Right. You saw my expression. I shook my head. What are you talking about? Tartar sauce, whatever. You don't put anything on a crab cake. You eat it plain.
Mr. Bill down at Fadley says, do you put ketchup on a filet mignon?
Right. No, I love this. You know how long I've known Mr. Bill since 19, I'm going to tell you, 82, 83. That's how far back me and Bill Devine go.
Great at guy. Lexington Market.
He taught me never be late. I was late for an event. He says, son, you're young enough to learn. He says, never be late. When you commit to something, you show up on time. So if I ever see him, I want to, yeah, that's stuck. That was since, you know, it's been, my gosh, 40 some years.
Well, we had him on a program. He kicked the tour off telling crab cake stories last month with John Sarbanes. Dennis, we'll see you on Thursday from 3 until 5. Again on Sunday, follow along at D. Colazzo Show as well. I know you're following the crab cake tour. You're going to get a crab cake with me at some point, right?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to figure this out. I mean, are you going fishing with us at the end of the month? Can you figure that 26?
I have to be out of town. I got a memo from Mr. Coons. We're flying to Dallas to meet the Jim Farley, the Ford CEO, so I can't get out of that one. I tried, but.
You're not going to be on the Savage River?
I cannot do that.
All right. Well, next year. That just means I have to do the tour again next year. That's all.
Hey, there you go. Built-in excuse. You're welcome.
All right. Football. We'll get some baseball in here before it's all over. You watching the Olympics or no?
You know what? Ish. You know what I mean?
If it's passing on by, else, right? It really is.
The lack of fans really just doesn't resonate well with me. It's not the same. You know, the athletes waving to no one in particular. I mean, come on now. I don't like it. I don't like the vibe. The fans missing from events is terrible. It just is.
Well, why we need to get vaccinated.
It's not who
so we
are.
We can all go back to life. Dennis Colatsos is here. He'll be here on Thursday, not talking vaccination, talking football, baseball, basketball, cars, the Bronco, and probably some crab cakes as well. I am Nestor. I am on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. You can find me. The hashtag is Crab Cake Tour. So hashtag Crab Cake Tour. Follow along on I'm going to gain weight here, too. I'm trying to get some push-ups in. I'm going to be walking on the boardwalk before it's all over. Signing off from Ocean City, I'm Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.